Hi, welcome. How are you? Come on in. I'm glad you found the hotel and the room okay. Why don't you have a sit? Let's have a little chat. Just so I understood correctly, you are a virgin. Have you had any sexual interaction with a girl? None at all. Okay. Oh, my shy boy. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. We're going to take care of that today. And how did you put it? You wanted me to break you in, right? Okay. I know you mentioned you liked listening to femdom audios online and that you liked dominant women. I just wanted to make sure that that is what you want. And that you're ready to go through with this. There's nothing to be nervous about, though. I'll be in control, so you just need to do what I say. Nothing that would make you uncomfortable, of course. How about we get started then? Great. Come, stand in the center of the room, boy. Let me inspect you. Turn around in a circle for me. Now, strip down. But leave your underwear on. Good. You wear a tight pair like I wanted. That allows me to see even the slightest bulge. It allows me to see that you're already a little excited now as well. Now take your underwear off too. Turn in a circle again, slowly this time, so I can see your naked body. God, you have such a cute body. I see you blushing. Now get down on your hands and knees for me. Oh, you're doing so good following my directions so far. You're being such a good boy. Now, while I have you in this position, I want to make something clear. Like I said before, today I'm in charge. Today you're my toy. You're my plaything. You're my pet. But I still want to make sure you're okay with everything that's going on and with everything that I'm going to do to you. So, when I ask you a question, or give you a command, or even tell you what I'm going to do to you, you're going to respond with, "Yes, miss," so that I know you consent. Do you understand me? Speak up, pet. Say it with conviction. I need to be able to hear it clearly. Do you understand me, my shy boy? Good boy. Now, so we can really get started, be a good pet and crawl onto the bed. Good boy. I want you on your knees, sitting back on your heels, facing the wall. Good boy. Listen to me walk around the bed, slowly, behind you. Notice your breath sharpen in anticipation of what I'm going to do next. Slow your breathing down. Close your eyes. Relax. As I pace around you, think of what I might do to you. Imagine what you want me to do to you. Or even fantasize about what you would do to me if our roles were reversed. Is the anticipation killing you? Keep those thoughts running wild as I get on the bed behind you. What did you think about? Shh, you don't need to answer that one out loud. Did you imagine me tying you down, blindfolding you, grabbing and spanking you until it hurts so good? Or did you imagine me sweetly and gently caressing you? Did you want me to be rough or slow and soft with you for your first time? Did you fantasize about taking me just as you pleased, pounding me and using all of my holes just for your pleasure? Or maybe you were mindful of my pleasure and made sure I got off along with you. Whatever it was, bring your mind back to me, back to the moment here, as I place my hands on your shoulders. Oh, sweet boy, I can feel you tense up. Relax. Don't be shy. I can feel your heart racing. Keep breathing slowly as I massage your neck and shoulders. There's no reason to be nervous. That feels good, doesn't it? You're safe with me. I could wrap my hands around your throat and start choking you, but I won't. I mean, my hands are so close. I could do it before you even had time to react. But I'm not here to scare you or to hurt you. I'm going to let you know everything that I'm going to do before I do it. You know that, right? Good boy. Would you like it if I stroked your hair? If I pet you with one hand while I wrap my other around your chest to hold you close to me? Now, make no mistake, at times I will be a little bit rough and aggressive with you. Don't worry, we can stop any time if things are too much for you. But remember, you wanted this. You wanted me to dominate you. You wanted me to break you in. You do still want that, right, pet? I thought so. Now, get off your knees and stretch out your legs. Sit down and lay back into me. Rest your head on my chest. Do you like the two soft but firm pillows your head is resting on? I want to feel your body. I'm going to run my hands up and down your arms, from your shoulders all the way down to your hands. I can feel the goosebumps on your skin. Are you cold? Feel the warmth of my skin. Let it warm you up. Then I'll move my hands onto your chest, running across your nipples. So sensitive, yet so often ignored on boys. Can I pinch your nipples? Would you like that? Does it hurt a little bit? But you like that, don't you? Just that little bit of pain? I knew you would, my kinky boy. I'll leave one hand to play with your nipples while my other travels down to your thighs. I can feel your legs trembling as I get closer and closer to your cock. Are you nervous? It's okay to be nervous. You're experiencing something you haven't experienced before. Embrace that feeling. Notice how it actually excites you. The anticipation and excitement that comes with heading into uncharted waters, braving the unknown, and getting to experience all the new pleasures that will come with it. Now, focus on the different sensations you get when I lightly caress your inner thigh, versus when I drag my nails across your thigh. Which do you like better? Shh, don't answer that out loud. Have you had enough teasing? You've been such a good boy enduring all this foreplay. Would you like it if I grabbed your cock like this? I noticed your breath sharpening. Breathe, boy. Relax. Feel all the sensations as I begin to stroke your cock. Just lightly stroking it. Slowly stroking it. Just getting it nice and warmed up. Moan for me, boy. It's okay to moan. Yes. Good boy. I like it when you moan for me. Actually, while I stroke your cock with one hand, I want you to suck on my fingers on my other hand. Understand? Yes. Just two of them. Really suck on them. Get them nice and wet. Now I can only hear your sweet, soft, muffled moans as I stroke your cock. Moan for me, slut. Me stroking your cock feels good, doesn't it? You like being a good pet and sucking on your mistress's fingers, don't you? I can feel you shivering. Is that because of the pleasure, or because you're nervous? Or is it because you like being called my slutty boy? You're such a good slut for me. I'm gonna grip you tighter now. I felt your mouth tighten around my fingers when I said that. Do you like it when I grip tighter? You can moan louder, pet. Moan as loud as you want, as loud as you need. What if I stroke faster too? Can you handle that? Can you handle more of my fingers in your mouth? I know you can. Does it feel good, my good boy? My hands sliding fast and hard up and down your cock. What if I squeezed a little bit more? As I got up to the head, I felt your body spasm a little bit. Is that too much for my dirty boy? Too bad. Are you gonna come, slut? Are you close? Are you at the edge? Yeah? That's enough. Stop. Yes. You can stop sucking on my fingers now. I'm gonna get out from behind you, okay? Just lay your head back on this pillow. Now, open your mouth. Stick your tongue out. But stay perfectly still. I'm just gonna come down and straddle right here. Yeah. How do you like this position? Me straddling your face, my pussy inches from your mouth. If you were allowed to move, maybe you could reach up and lick it. Oh, don't worry. You'll get to taste my pussy. But I'll be doing all the work. You just have to lay there while I use your face as a pillow to grind on and make myself come. You like the sound of that, don't you? You just being my toy, my plaything. Yes, that's my good boy. Oh. Oh, yeah. Good boy. Oh, good boy. Stay there, boy. Stay still. Don't you dare fucking move. I didn't say you could move. I'm gonna fucking ride your cock until I come. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. What a good toy. Oh, what a good slut. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, a good boy. Are you close? Oh, because I'm close. I'm about to come. Don't you dare come. I'm not done with you yet. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. Your cock is gonna make me come. Oh, yes. Oh, 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 oh. Like the feeling of my pussy tightening and pulsing around your cock. Remember, no coming. I can see you straining, desperately trying not to come. You're being such a good boy, such an obedient slut. I'll take your cock out of my pussy so I don't accidentally make you bust. I'm really impressed you were able to last through that. Don't worry, I will let you come eventually, but I want you to earn it yourself. Have you come back down from the edge a little bit? Okay, good. I'm gonna lower my pussy right down on top of your cockhead. Just so it's barely touching the tip. Hold on. Let me get my hands placed comfortably. Because I'm not gonna move. I'm gonna stay in this one position, just above your cock. So if you want any pleasure, you're gonna have to make it happen yourself. You're gonna have to thrust your cock up and down, in and out of my pussy, which is now super wet since I just came all over your cock. So you should have no problem sliding in and out. And yes, boy, I'm giving you permission to move now. Only your hips, though. There you go. Start slow. Don't rush into this. Get your bearings before you start going too fast. Up until now, I've done all the work, and you just needed to lay back and enjoy the pleasure. Now you're responsible for your own pleasure. See? Now you can go a little bit faster. A little bit deeper. Yes, that's right. Good boy. Yes, deeper. Oh. Just a little bit faster now. Whatever makes it more pleasurable for you. Oh, you're doing such a good job. Oh, yes. Just like that. Oh, that's a good boy. Oh, that's a good boy. Oh, that feels just right. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, you're gonna make me come again. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Wait, 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 boy. Stop fucking me. I want you to make me come with your mouth this time. I'm gonna hold still, and you're gonna lick my pussy. Yes, that's right. That's right. Suck on my clit, boy. at its top. Wrap your lips around it. Suck it slowly and softly. Push it around with your tongue. That's right. Oh, you're doing that just right. Oh, boy. Yes. Oh, fuck. Good fucking boy. I want you to lean back into me again. Yes. That's right. Now, come lay your head back into my chest again. I'm going to hold you with one arm, and I'm going to place my other hand on your cock, okay? Your cock should be nice and slick from my pussy juices. Wait. I want it to be extra slippery. Now, my hand is going to be gripping your cock, but I'm not going to move it. If you want to come, you're going to have to make yourself come. Do you want to come? I know you do, my sweet boy. You can move your hips again. Thrust your cock up and down. Is my hand tight enough? Would you like it tighter? Like that? Tighter? Ah, right there. Okay. Start slow again. What feels the best? Try going faster. Try slowing down. Do whatever feels best. Find a good rhythm. And fuck my hand like you just fucked my pussy. There you go. You're such a good slut. Such a good pet. Such a good boy. Are you close to the edge? Do you think you can come? I wonder how big your load is going to be. Have you been saving it up ever since you booked me? Not even masturbating and edging just to make sure you didn't accidentally spill your load so you'd be extra horny and full of cum for this special day? Or did you blow your load earlier today? Maybe you thought emptying your balls would help you last longer when you were with me, so you could impress me. Well, my good boy, you have my permission to come. 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 Come for me. Fuck my hand until you bust. Don't stop thrusting when you come. You don't want to give yourself a ruined orgasm. Be a good boy and come for me. Come. Ah, come. Stroke that cock until it fucking explodes. Come now, my sweet boy. Oh. 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 Keep coming. Oh, keep coming for me. Shoot it all out. Milk it dry. I want a big load. I want all your cum. I want your fucking balls empty. Oh, such a good boy. Look at all that cum. All over your cock. All over my hand. Oh, I saw you shiver. Is your cock sensitive now? How would it feel if I just started stroking the tip? Just the tip. Is it too sensitive? Is it too much pleasure? Is it uncomfortable? Is it torture? What if I stroke it faster? Do you want me to stop? Then you'll have to beg. Beg for me to stop stroking your cock. Ask nicely. Don't forget to address me properly. Oh, good boy. You can relax now. Good boy. Just because you came doesn't mean you get to stop being my good boy. Now, just breathe. Relax. I'm just going to stroke your hair as you calm down. I'm so proud of you. You did so good. There was nothing you couldn't do. You were just new to it. You just needed to learn. Once you got those initial nerves out of the way, it was easy. It was only pleasure from there. Well, a little bit of pain, but in a good way. So, when you find someone who knows you and who loves you and who you know and you love, you just need to get through that first door, that first bundle of nerves. And after that, it's all pleasure. So much better than just now. Then you can just learn and grow and get better and get more experience and even more pleasure. Are you nice and relaxed now? Do you feel broken in? I'm going to get up now. I want you to just lay there for a minute. Continue to relax and come back down. You're such a good boy.